Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
From the cloud to the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you back. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber.
The mic that we had only lasted what, like a year?
Well, the one that we started making music on was my blue. Fuck, what was its name? I can't remember. I paid $100 for it. In like 2014, I think. And I recorded an EP off that. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of other people used it too. And yeah, that one gave me a good life, man. It was red. Had like the little, you know, it kind of looked like an old timey microphone.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it looked like.
Oh, that one's dead now?
It's not dead. It's just fucking old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just old as fuck.
Yeah, it's like something you would see, like it's like a retro mic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blue Spark, that's what it was called. The Blue Spark.
It should have been called the Red Spark.
It should have. I don't know. They fucked up with that one.
Maybe there's a blue one.
You know what's crazy is I definitely asked that question. I was like, why they call it a Blue Spark? This fucker's red.
Yeah, if it's red, that makes no sense.
But their original mic, like their egg mic, like that one was blue.
An egg?
It's called a blue egg.
Oh, yeah. Because it looks like an egg.
Yeah, swear to God.
Oh yeah, that's used for like
streaming. They called it like the bird egg or something. I don't fucking remember.
Fucking birds flying the night.
Fucking eagle boys.
Or I guess they fly in the day.
Scooting and looting again. Back at it.
So this is like really random, but like, okay, 50,000 years ago, there were horses that were the size of house cats. Can we look that up? Well,
of house cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was like a horse, but it was very tiny. Like, think of that thing running.
It's weird.
Think of how easy it would be to like take it out.
Like, weird.
You could just kill a horse.
Yeah, that's weird as fuck. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Let's see what comes up here. Ancient horses that were about the size of a house cat. Cirrhippus.
Your guess is as good as mine. I didn't even know this was a thing until literally 30 seconds ago.
It was 8.5 pounds during the Paleocene, Eocene thermal maximum about 55.8 million years ago. Sorry, not 50,000 years ago. Whoops. But
my thing about evolution is that, like, okay, so he got big because he was getting hunted down and shit. But if they're big and getting hunted down, that makes them small.
Would you rather have to like battle 100 house size cat horses or one large horse?
House cat sized, 100%.
You just step and break all their backs.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be that easy. A full grown male, you might have a shot, but once he freaking back kicks you, you're done.
What about 1,000 squirrels or one horse sized squirrel?
Ooh, that's a hard one. You know, squirrels are fucking demons, dude.
I feel like either way you're dying, you just have to pick how you die.
Yeah, you're just picking how you die at that point.
Like, do you want
squirrels are the dickheads of the world, to be quite honest. I would not be surprised if we found out, like, we read their mind or something, mm-hmm. and we found out they're plotting against America.
That's in a show. What is that in?
Rick and Morty.
Yeah, Rick and Morty. Yeah.
I would not be surprised. Honestly, if that was really what was going on, I would not be surprised.
They are starting to catch on to us.
That guy's looking at us like he can hear us.
I told you, Morty, you can't fuck with the squirrels, Morty.
You can't fuck with the squirrels, Morty. You fucked with squirrels. He's like, he's throwing him his bag. He's like, we got to get out of this universe. You fucked with squirrels, Morty. You fucked with squirrels, Morty.
Yeah, Morty just turns around and he's like, what?
You fucked with squirrels, Morty. You fucked us all.
Oh, jeez, Rick. I didn't know about squirrels.
You fucked with squirrels, Morty.
Dude, I wish we could do like a D&D run and like hire like an animator. But how much money would it cost to have a whole?
I got D&D? Somebody that can animate for us.
But like,
he did my brother's.
How much would he charge for that?
$150
No way.
Hand to fucking God.
For an hour and a half animation?
Oh, for like an animation? I thought you meant just like character sheet pictures.
No, I'm talking like a whole hour and a half.
Oh, $150 for a character sheet picture. For an animation?
It'd be like 10 grand.
Oh, you're talking, yeah, grand, 10 grand easy.
Yeah. Because how much time does it take they have to draw
every millisecond.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, is it every millisecond or every second?
Yeah, pretty much every millisecond.
Damn.
Yeah. It's getting down with digital. It's getting down to the millisecond.
Yeah, I bet. Damn.
Yeah. Which it's easier to animate now with digital, but you still have to do the preliminaries and all that.
If you could create like an anime, would you do like a vampire one? Would you do like a Greek mythology one?
If you would have asked me that back in middle school, I definitely would have said a vampire one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you asked me now,
mm-hmm,
I would do like some Sword Art Online shit.
I don't even know what that's about.
Well,
you need to rewatch SAO.
I never watched it.
You've never seen it?
No.
Well, then that would make sense that you didn't think about it.
What's it about?
I'm about to riot.
Who the fuck is Haley Williams, dude?
Best swordplay love story.
Are you trying to get hit?
No.
It sounds like you're trying to get hit.
I mean, we can get down and dirty.
We can get down in the depths. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like you're trying to get struck right now.
Eagle stance, bro.
You know? No, but Sword Art Online is basically like, if the best way I can put it is if Tron had swords.
Okay, what's Tron?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I know what Tron is.
I'll say he's trying to get hit by one of us.
Yeah. I've seen Tron.
It's like Ready Player One.
Yes.
But
romance and swords.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's romance. The romance, it never really like sold me. Like, I'm just not a romance.
Oh, this one will.
Dude, I'm a sucker for romance animes. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I'm just not like I always.
No, okay, actually, I'm gonna stop myself right there. I do love romance animes, but usually rom-com ones.
Even like
when they get like too serious and they start showing like it borderlines like hentai.
Yeah,
that's when I'm like, I'm out.
That's weird.
Done. Even in Naruto, like I was like anytime like Hinata would like freak out over Naruto, I'd skip it. I'd be like, fuck.
You just like cringe. You'd be like,
yeah.
Dude, I'm so glad I'm not the only one that does shit like that. Yeah. Dude, and it's specifically with anime. I don't know what it is. Every time I know some cringe shit is going to happen, I'm like,
If I'm by myself.
Seriously, even if I'm by myself, skip ahead. Like, yeah. Done. Not doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
I just feel like it's kind of like a waste of my time at that point. I'm like, I could be doing better things like watching someone get a fucking kunai in the fucking dick, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or getting a Kamehameha to the face. That's always fun.
I just finished watching Naruto Shippuden.
That's really good.
And dude, it's like I think they kind of fucked up the last few seasons because they made the whole war like 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah, basically.
And at that point, I was like, okay.
Dude, after like season 2 of that, I was just like, okay, like let's cut to the fucking chase here.
There was just like a lot of filler. Like they go back and they explain a lot of things in the middle of the war.
That I hate more than anything in the world. When one episode is just like a recap of like the whole season, I'm like, so you made us wait to watch an episode of every episode we just watched.
Yeah. Have you ever played I can't talk today. Wordle?
Wordle? No.
Have you played Wordle?
I play Wordle every day.
A lot of my coworkers I don't.
I'm the master of Wordle.
Would that be lame to play it on here real quick? Like a quick little game?
I don't even know how to play Wordle, dude. Ooh. Ooh. Almost. Oh, that was the save of the century. For those who can't see, literally almost spilled that shit all over his goddamn computer.
Now, I can't participate because I know what the answer is. Okay. So I'm gonna have you guys tell me what to type in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've already gotten today's. I got it in three.
Welcome everybody to the game of Wordle, the Eagle Boys Wordle. So we got starting out here. What do we got over here?
So do you know how this works, Nick?
No, I have zero fucking idea.
So each day, New York Times, shout out New York Times, no free ads, gives a word and you have to guess what it is. It could be anything.
Okay.
It's literally anything. It's five letters.
Okay. Okay. Type in saute.
That's six letters.
No, S A.
Oh, I can already tell this is going to go great. It's two E's.
It's two E's.
S A
U T E E. But the E has a comma on the top.
You can spell it with one E. I promise you.
Okay. Well, I'll put it in there.
Satan?
Maybe I'm wrong. I could look like a dumbass right now. Nothing.
Damn, what?
Nothing.
Okay. Let's do Satan.
No. Okay. So.
Oh, so no, I can't use an S.
No. So we know that the word doesn't have of these letters.
That's the one word you don't want to use. Is
okay.
It?
Yeah.
What about lucky?
There's no U.
Well, I mean, still we can see if L.
Oh, sure. I can.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
L-C-K.
Okay.
Well, and why?
Do you want me to do like licky?
Yeah, licky. Wait, is that a licky word?
Yeah, I think it'll take it. No, okay.
Okay.
Well, never mind.
Blicky?
I think that's six words.
I'll do lucky just because.
Yeah.
Just to
see if any of those do anything for us. Damn. Only a Y.
Oh yeah, I remember now what the word is.
There's a Y. Okay.
Yours? No.
No,
it's in the correct spot, so it ends with a Y.
How do we know it's in the correct spot?
It's green.
Because it's green.
It'll be orange if it's in the wrong spot.
Okay, okay. Type in grimy.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yuri knows what it is. He knows we're not going to get it right.
We might. You never know. We can get close. Damn. What the fuck?
Blimey. Blimey.
Fuck.
What do we have left? I'm running out of words to think of that and why in five letters.
The letters that are like gray are the ones you still haven't guessed down here.
Okay.
Shit.
Fuck. Party? No, because
no.
The A isn't
yeah,
right.
No R, no T. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Dude, this is actually kind of hard.
Yeah, this is fucking hard. I can't lie.
Okay. I just double checked the answer.
Okay.
You want me to put in party, Nick? This is.
No. Put in hoppy.
Hoppy?
Yeah. Okay. Oh shit. See, dude.
Susie said that. I was like, oh shit.
Hoppy.
Soppy. Wait, no.
Sopping wet titties.
Doppy.
Dobby or Doppy?
Doppy's not a word.
Is Foppy a word? Boppy.
Boppy is not a word either.
Noppy? What? Joppy? Quappy?
Can't have a QO.
Well, what the fuck?
Choppy?
Woppy?
Noppy?
Oh, the answer's
Boppy? Voppy?
The answer's in there.
Oh, it's Poppy.
Yeah, he's right.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Poppy.
Yes.
I thought if we already use it, never mind.
Yeah, I got that in three. That was an easy one. I guess the P on the second one.
That's crazy. No.
Damn, we did it.
Yeah, that's why I don't play that game. It makes you feel stupid.
Well, we fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Makes feel dumb a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, we're going to play it every time now.
I can't wait to play my favorite game, he said optimistically. I was then bum rushed by the sweatiest group of bitchless, most unemployed motherfuckers that have ever graced the face of the game.
Speaking of soon to be unemployed motherfuckers, want to watch Trump shit on some reporters.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like fun. He's always a good time.
What are you saying?
She's asking, what if Russia breaks the ceasefire?
What if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now? Okay?
Damn. What if a bomb drops on your head right now?
That's crazy to say, dude.
He said, what if anything?
What if a bomb drops on your head right now?
That's funny as fuck, damn, dude. I'm not going to lie. He just fucking shit on her for no reason. What if anything?
Well, he's probably tired of fucking...
He's tired of the questions, I could tell.
Yeah, I mean, I would be tired of that shit too, honestly.
Yeah, he's the first president to like show it, though, that he's getting tired of that shit.
Like, what if this happens? What if that happens? What would you do? It's like, well, it hasn't happened yet, so like, what do you want me to say? Like, it's kind of a silly question, honestly.
Speaking of law, did you see?
Yeah.
Diddy got fucking acquitted of two of his big charges.
Yeah, I think he got in trouble for...
Crazy.
Human trafficking?
Right? No, not human trafficking.
No,
he got transportation to solicit prostitution.
That's still 10 years in prison.
Not even solicitation, just transportation of a prostitute.
Yeah.
He's probably still...
Transportation to engage.
He's still going to do like 3 years, though.
They're saying like 10.
Yeah, 10 is probably...
Yeah, but they're going to have a deal with... Even with those charges, the maximum penalty is 10 years, right? I think... Can we look that up?
Yeah, sure.
In that state? What state are they in? Are they in New York?
California, I think.
It's California, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was California. Is it not California?
The judge can give them like 7 or 8 years. Like they can work out a deal with that too. And then I think if on good behavior, you get out in like half the time. Or you can get on parole.
Yeah, maximum 10 years.
Right.
According to BBC.
So the judge doesn't have to give them 10 years.
I ain't gonna lie. That lawyer he has...
Is it Brian Steele?
Is a legend.
Yeah, it's Brian Steele.
Brian Steele has to be like the best fucking...
He's got the biggest fucking set of nads that have ever graced.
Well, he's number two.
Who's number one?
Robert Kardashian.
Yeah, Robert Kardashian.
If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Robert Kardashian.
Is he still alive, though?
No, he passed away from cancer, I believe.
Yeah.
So like,
and then Johnny Cochran, too. If he was still around, he'd be a fucking legend.
Who's Johnny Cochran?
Another of OJ's lawyers.
Oh.
He gave the Chewbacca defense. Everybody, people in this applause in courtroom, this is Chewbacca.
So with OJ Simpson, they were saying whoever did it with that glove.
No, that well, yeah, for the OJ. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Diddy.
Yeah, state's attorney tried to argue that the glove was worn by OJ, but then he's like, oh, it doesn't fit.
Damn. And then he put it on like in court and showed him, yeah, it doesn't fit.
Damn, they fucked up there, huh?
Yeah, they that's pretty much how he got off, I feel like.
Have you heard of the story that Dave Chappelle told about OJ Simpson? Where he was like, OJ Simpson was extremely nice to us. He was very pleasant to be around. And as soon as he left, we all were like, that motherfucker did it.
That motherfucker did.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah.
That motherfucker did it.
I've heard this. Yeah.
Oh, here's the four times. Go the four times one.
I don't think he did it.
What, this one?
Yeah.
You know what? Even if he did do it, you know what I mean? That's why.
The club came up and was like, hey, OJ Simpson's here. He said he wants to meet you. I said, what? Fuck yeah. I ran down the steps. And OJ was down there. He's like, hey, yo, man, how are you? It's very good to meet you. And you're doing really good work. And I hope good things happen for you in your life. I was like, man, thanks, Mr. Juice. Standing beside him, well, I don't know the nice way to say this, his soon-to-be slain wife. Ladies and gentlemen, man the fuck up, or you're not going to make it through the end of this show. Just man the fuck up. She's dead. You already know. We know what happened. You don't know who did it, but we know what happened. I should tell you, that woman was very nice to me. She actually embraced me. She said, I think you're adorable. And she hugged me. She goes, good luck to you. And she held me for a long time. And I whispered in her ear, bitch, are you trying to get us both killed?
Yeah.
And then we probably shouldn't play anymore.
Yeah.
No, we'll definitely get flagged if we do that.
But it's crazy how, like, you can be like a certain, because, like, okay, let's talk about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson definitely was fucking kids.
I'm still going to say allegedly.
Allegedly. Dude, the evidence is like paramount. Like, there's no way that he wasn't doing it.
I've looked into that. All of the
people,
dude,
that like came out, every single person was lying.
I think he did. But
he definitely did.
There's no hard evidence.
But like, you can be so
widely believed that he did, but they had nothing to go off of.
They had people's testimonies, and they had like,
but that's it.
But like, they knew that parents were being paid to let children stay at his house,
yeah,
and sleep in bed with him. Yeah, and
that's suspicious.
He would just be like, yeah, we're just laying in bed together, you know, you know, like, are you fucking kidding me? The dude was castrated at a young age to keep his boyish voice, and he grew up and fucking made himself turn into a white dude. And I mean, if you look at all that, like, it's really not hard to believe that he fucking was doing that shit, you know?
Dude, that's fucked.
Like, it's crazy. Like, it's weird to be like at that level of fame and you can like,
I mean, it's like, just like the Diddy thing, dude. Like, yeah, he got found guilty of what he got found of, but
people are still going to listen to his
music.
But
dude, I mean, it's not even about that. His music fucking sucks, but it's not even about that. It's more about like, everyone was so convinced. They were like, oh, this guy is the fucking devil, dude. Like, he did all of this, you know, and before anything ever came out, I was shocked when I heard that he got acquitted of two charges. I was baffled.
Yeah.
Because I was sure. I was sure. I was like, oh, dude, he's going away for life.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard the acquittal this morning and I was like, what the fuck.
I think it's because they had to. Okay, so it was his racketeering charge. When you get a racketeering charge,
yeah, RICO. RICO got dropped,
and that was lumped in with the human trafficking. But because they couldn't prove that there was a monetary value placed on everything he was doing, like
there wasn't a transaction of money.
They had to drop the racketeering, and that dropped all the sex trafficking stuff too,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you look at like these people's like level of fame and talent, and just their raw talent alone lets them like get like Michael Jackson had like 50,000 people at his fucking funeral after. And there was an interview with him and it was like, it was bad. Like he said, like, can we look that up? I don't remember exactly what he said.
Which interview?
Fuck. I don't just look up Michael Jackson interview. Talking about, allegations.
Yeah, he like didn't want to keep talking about it or something.
It was either that or he said something and everyone was like, yeah, it's fucking sketchy. Maybe on YouTube, that link right there. Or like defending himself maybe, yeah.
No, I bet it's the 60 okay. minutes one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, probably 60 minutes.
Sharing his bed.
Let's see how litigious.
Now we got to go.
Dodging ads, no free ads.
Although I do love Lima the Emu. Fucking
yeah, that is a hilarious.
And Doug.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Him in 2003 in a 60 Minutes interview with the late Ed Bradley. Here is part of that conversation.
What is your response to the allegations that were brought by the district attorney in Santa Barbara that you molested this boy?
Totally false. Before I would hurt a child, I would slip my wrists. I would never hurt a child. This is totally false. I was outraged. I could never do something like that.
This is a kid you knew?
Yes.
How would you characterize your relationship with this boy?
I've helped many, many, many children, thousands of children. Cancer kids, leukemia kids. This is one of many.
That British documentary last February, which you didn't like,
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You said in that documentary that many children have slept in your bedroom. You said, yes. And I'm going to quote here, why can't you share your bed? The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
Yeah. Okay, I don't...
That didn't sound good at
Wait,
all.
Wait, let's...
There's no way you can make that sound good, dude.
But I just had to pause it for a second because that was...
Yeah. Dude, there is no way you can say that good this and is, have a positive spin on that.
I'm waiting for him to like slip up.
Sit here today. Do you still think that it's acceptable to share your bed with children?
Of course.
Oh no.
No. Oh no, that was bad.
It. Oh that was it. God, that nailed it. I'm surprised he didn't get nailed right after that.
Said, of course.
Of course.
I mean, the way he was answering.
Read the room, dog.
Many times. Many children.
The way he was answering those questions was just not
weird.
It was a weird
well
way
he
answer.
Was just a weird dude.
It looks soulless.
You know what I mean? He was a very talented musician, very talented artist, very talented dancer, all that, but he was a fucking weirdo.
And you hear Thriller every year.
Not just every year, dude. I still hear it at work today.
Right. And like, you know what I mean? It's very,
that's like the biggest album to ever happen.
Let's watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
Not if you're going to be a pedophile, if you're going to be Jack the Ripper, if you're going to be a murderer, it's not a good idea. That I'm not. That's how we were raised. And I didn't sleep in the bed with the child. Even if I did, it's okay. I slept on the floor.
Yeah. Even if I did, it's okay.
That's a Freudian
what
slip.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm sure he did sleep in bed with some of them kids because he's so nonchalant about it. Like, that's, you don't sleep in bed with a fucking child that's not yours. Like, if that happened, like, oh God.
Oh my God, dude. No.
If you were not guilty and he asked you that question, the first thing you're going to say is that it's absolutely disgusting.
If
to even think about
to
that.
To even think that.
If my,
you say that.
If my son goes to my aunt's house and sleeps in bed with her, that's his fucking aunt. But like,
that's one thing.
But some like stranger that's famous.
I would still even find that a little bit.
Even
weird.
That's a little, you know what that's, I'm saying? But
well, that's just me. That's just me.
Yeah.
Let's look at it like this. Like in my eyes, like if he's like, you know, 1.5 years old.
Oh, that's fine.
Right.
Yeah, he's 1.5.
Yeah. But like if he's like, not, if they're like 10 or 11 or something, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, like, say once they start hitting the doubles, that's when I'm like, okay, you need to stop doing
if
that.
If it's like a baby, some babies like have to sleep in bed with you or they'll freak the fuck out.
Yeah. Which like, that's
if they're not different. Crib broken.
That is different.
Because my son, like, if I try to put him in the crib, he'll fucking flip out. I'm like, I can't deal with
this. You're just like, I'm not dealing with this. All right, get the fuck up here, yeah, dog.
I'm like, I got to go to bed.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy
but no,
talk.
He'll scream for fucking, he won't stop, dude. So
just letting loose.
Yeah.
All hours of the night.
But that's just how they are when they get about like around 2 years old. They'll just like fucking throw a
just
fit.
Freak out about nothing.
For nothing. They'll just
sounds like a 16-year-old white girl. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Just flip out about nothing.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
Watch your privilege.
but no, dude. Yeah. Yeah, people at that level of fame just
dude, they're just weird, dude. That's the other thing about like famous people. Like we put him on this pedestal of being like upper class humans, like basically being like above everybody else. Mm-hmm. Dude, a lot of them are just fucking weirdos who got lucky.
Yeah.
And now that they're famous, everybody listens to them.
Basically, yeah.
Just because they're famous does not mean you have to listen to them. It doesn't mean they know anything about what they're talking about.
Right.
You know what I mean? Dude, just because we have mics doesn't mean that we know anything about half of what we're talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But like it's for the sake of conversation at that point.
For the sake of conversation at that point. But like when you start mouthing off on Capitol Hill when you've never read a book in your entire fucking life just because you made a song, like get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like read the room, dude. You are not fit to be there.
Right. At that point, it's like, okay.
Literally kill yourself.
We got to cut that. God damn it. You want to go on to the next video, Will?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see what we got next here.
I'm going to pull up the other one. I want to do this one. I don't know what the hell this
is.
Oh,
dude.
The fuck?
Just guess as to what this is.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Is this like an instructional video for like old timey like mechanics or something?
Yeah, I'd say it's close to that. It's okay. It's instructional.
Is this gay porn?
No.
It okay. looks like it's about to be some gay porn. I'm yeah. not going to lie to you.
I need a.
This looks like exactly what you would see from 80s gay porn.
Yeah.
Is that from experience?
No, just joking, dude. I refuse to comment on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
Use that Fifth Amendment.
Yeah.
Passage back to work.
Come on, man. We're taking a break.
Fuck your break. There's 15 cars here that need to be serviced. Now get back to it.
Listen here, fucker. The only thing that needs servicing around here is our. So get on your knees.
Yeah, yeah. That's. Yeah, this is gay what? Porn. Yeah, yeah, called that's
it. Called it.
Go, let's watch it one more time.
That's gay please. Porn, dude. That's totally listen, gay porn.
Listen to that.
That's gay porn, dude. How did I know? How did I know?
Listen to the last thing he said. How did I know?
You could see it right in the beginning.
Right from the beginning, right from the get-go, I knew exactly what was going on here. Just stop for a second,
this,
all right?
This is Instagram.
Look at this. Right? Look at this. Yeah. Dude with bright red shirt and like very tight jeans. And two dudes who are jacked as fuck for no fucking reason, sitting there with their shirts half taken down. This is gay porn.
Yeah.
Even if it was an instructional video, actually, this is gay porn.
I just like the last, he's like, what?
What?
Let's play let's one more time.
Let's watch it again.
We got to hear that
one. You guys, get off your asses and back to work.
Come on, man. We're taking a break.
Fuck your break. There's 15 cars here that need to be serviced. Now get back to it.
Listen here, fucker. The only thing you need servicing around here is our cocks. So get on your knees and beg like a bitch.
What?
What?
Like
and
a bitch.
And beg like a bitch. I love how you could see that he like grabbed his fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But like they refused to show it.
Yeah. It's the what that does it. Like what? Like
what?
Like he's what? Surprised.
Like he's surprised it's going to happen.
Listen here, fucker.
Yeah.
Listen here, fucker.
Yeah. Maybe we should find the full thing and play it.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Do you realize what type of research that would take?
Yeah, I don't even know how you would
I'm
find
not
that.
Doing that.
How would
research.
You even like come across that?
You know? You would have to like specifically type in like I don't know.
Crazy.
Speaking of
gay sex.
Yeah. But for those who've had sex with someone who spoke little to none of your language, what was the experience like?
Oh wow, we got a good one at the very beginning.
Let's look at the comments here. Can we skip past this first comment? It looks too long. I think if you just go to the left and you press the line, it'll minimize it. Looks too long.
I fucked a Scottish girl and I'm Australian. We can both speak English, but our accents are so thick, we had no idea what the other was saying.
Oh my God. Interesting.
That's fucked.
Okay, let's go to the next comment. I kind of want to see what these people are
no,
saying.
No, hold on. The only mutually intelligible word was probably cunt.
Cunt. It's great.
Oh, that's great. Cunt. You little cunt.
No, skip that one.
What's this one?
Okay.
Wait, what is that?
I was
a seafarer.
Farer.
Like a sailor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was a seafarer and I did not go to a prostitute, but a colleague did in China. He was doing the girl and you know what I'm saying, and she was quiet. Suddenly she picks up the phone and starts typing. The guy while questioning what she was doing, she turns the phone and shows him the screen on Google Translate saying, come on, baby.
Dude, remember Jillia told us that about that soccer player that her friend hooked up with?
Oh, really?
Mid-sex pulls out Google Translate and asks her, how does that feel?
Oh, no.
Swear to God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know if I could do it, dude.
Dude, like a famous soccer player, too. I think it was FC Cincinnati or something.
If there was one language you had to pick, though, which one would it be?
Japanese.
Really?
100%.
I'm not really into, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, that's got to be top of the list.
I feel like
that's top of the list. Dude, girl call me senpai while she's sitting on it. Get out of here.
You guys are weebs.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
I feel like
I need me my Nico Nico knee girl.
Oh, that could have gone so bad.
I feel like Spanish.
I need
like
my Nico Nico knee girl. My
Spanish.
Ooh woo.
Yeah.
Like my ooh woo mommy.
Spanish from Spain or a Mexicana mama.
I feel like
okay. Yeah. Okay. Papacito. If a girl called me that, it's
good. Hey, puppy.
Oh no.
I,
no. Papa, like, I don't want to hear that ever again.
Dude, if they
damn it, Will.
If a girl hits me with that. If a girl hits me with that, I'm nutting full paint and primer in my pants.
Full paint like, and primer.
I'm not going to lie to you.
That's
full
how paint you get primer. A bunch of Spanish babies.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it happens. That would, you know.
What would be the worst?
Oh.
Ooh.
That's okay, this is going to get racist, one. Dude. This is going to get yeah. racist.
I'm not going to lie to you. Okay, actually, a Scottish girl would actually
or,
be
or least favorable.
I feel like Indian would be like, do you want yeah. to fuck on me?
Yeah, look. I feel like that's more the guys, though. You know what I mean?
Do you like this tight pussy?
Oh my god!
Is it wet enough?
Yeah, I think that'd be it for me. Just because that language barrier would just be too much.
You can fuck me and then fuck goat.
Like at least with like, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what I was trying to say.
I saw a video today, dude. Polish chicks.
Oh, hot as
oh.
fuck.
Well,
for no accent, fucking reason.
The accents, too. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Is it like Eastern European?
Yeah.
Literally for no fucking reason. They're just all sexy.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's close to Russian. I mean, they speak Cyrillic or whatever.
So, yeah, it's something like between stupid Ukrainian, like that.
Well, Polish is like between Ukrainian and Russian.
Yeah.
Eagle Boys trip to Poland?
I
wonder if they would pay us like Japan to go over there.
I would love to go to Japan, but I feel like they would throw me out after a week.
I actually think Japan's birth rate is rising now.
Really?
For like the first time in
good
decades.
For them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. It would be so weird to like live in a country where like dating and stuff was like shameful.
Yeah.
I actually saw this.
That would be weird.
It was like a video. It was like, I think it was like a Muslim country, like maybe Iran or something. But basically the girl gets like, transferred to another family, but she has to act like she's sad about it because it's like so shameful to like marry and because of like sex and stuff, you know.
Well, because in cultures like that, they usually choose the husband, like the dad chooses.
Right. Yeah. So I feel like not even knowing the person, like that would be insane.
No, I wouldn't be able to do that shit.
Because like, what if you don't like her? Like, what the fuck are you?
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck are you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know, what if you don't? What if she don't like him? What if? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you just gotta sit around and hang out.
But I think at this point in America, this is almost like.
This is America.
We have a flip side of that.
Yeah.
Where women yeah. are divorcing like 70%
like
of
marriages. Like crazy, dude.
Or 40%.
That's what got me fearful about dating in the first place. I'm not going to lie. Because like of that.
Yeah, 70% of divorces are initiated by girls.
Exactly.
Which I wonder why though. Like, do we suck that much? Or is it because they're
we do suck pretty hard. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, do we suck or do they suck?
There is a monetary incentive with our justice system and how it's set up right now.
Oh, you think it's for money?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's a totally money thing. It's 100% a money thing.
I would not want to pay alimony.
Alimony.
I think you only have to pay for 5 years.
Yeah, she got you, homie.
Right? Is it 5 years you have to pay?
It's whatever the amount was set.
Can we look that up?
Yeah, sure.
It's whatever the amount was set to, and it's like, you know, you come to agreement on a spanned out plan.
Type in alimony Ohio, I guess.
Because they set the amount for the alimony, and then you have certain, they set the time frame of which you should pay it off.
But I think she's living with someone else that goes away. Like, you don't have to pay it if she gets caught living with other guys.
Again, never been in this situation, so I have no fucking idea.
I actually heard a story about a girl who would have, she was getting paid alimony, and the dude hired a private investigator to see if she was dating someone, and she would, like, have the dude, like, move out, like, while the, or, like, if she thought someone was, like, watching her, she would have him move out on the weekends, and then he'd, like, come back. And then eventually, like, they got caught.
That's fucked up, man. So wait, in alimony, you're not allowed to date anybody else if you're getting paid alimony?
No, that's not how that works.
I didn't know. I've never been in a situation. I have no idea how this works.
If you're a woman and you're getting alimony, you're free to
do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. but you don't have to pay taxes on it. She pays taxes on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Damn, dude. Think if you had to pay like $1,000,
$2,000. The government got to get their cut no matter what, blood.
I mean, yeah. It says it's pretty much in Ohio, it's in perpetuity.
Yeah.
So like till you die.
Damn. Yeah. Shit. Really?
Yeah, but she wouldn't be able to date for the rest of her life.
Fuck.
No, that's not true.
No, that's not true.
She wouldn't be able to like remarry at least.
That's also not true.
No, there's no way she can remarry and still get alimony. Bullshit.
Oh, you can totally get alimony and just still get married.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
No, I don't believe that.
That might be a condition where it ends.
That might be like a condition. That's probably why, because it'll end if you get basically, if you claim to be a spouse of somebody else. That means you're on their dime.
You can probably claim them as like a dependent as well.
That's what I mean. If you're claimed as a dependent. Yes.
Like if you're in a marriage, you claim your spouse as a dependent.
Yeah.
And so vice versa.
I feel like if you're getting paid alimony and then you get claimed as a dependent, then.
How much do you get for a dependent? Is like $1,000 back in taxes?
Well, I know they just passed a law where there's an incentive for new families. Like Trump just passed something through the Congress.
I wonder how much it raised it.
I don't know, but it's like $1,000 for each kid. I know. Yeah, I don't know about spouse, but
I gotcha. Yeah.
But there's a lot of tax breaks for married couples as well.
Interesting. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, that's good to know.
We're finding shit out here.
Big beautiful bill got passed. I don't know if anybody else saw that.
Yeah, fuck them overtime taxes,
dude. Swear to God.
Oh wait, so it got rid of that?
Yeah.
What are the bad things about the bill, though? Like, doesn't it do something to like?
It cut
funding to like Medicaid and welfare.
Oh.
Well, I looked into this specifically. A lot of what it said about cutting to Medicare and Medicaid was for like healthy, not working adults.
Okay.
So
if you're like an older adult, it's not gonna
it's
not gonna affect you
or handicapped people or anything like that. Like,
so there's an age limit.
Yeah.
Which is the way it should have been.
How does a big beautiful bill fuck Medicare? Let's look at that.
Where was that? Oh, right here.
Yeah. Is a budget reconciliation bill that includes provisions affecting Medicare and Medicaid. Specifically, it proposes cuts to Medicaid, which could indirectly impact some Medicare beneficiaries who rely on Medicaid for cost-sharing assistance. Additionally, the bill may limit Medicare eligibility, blah, blah, blah.
Reduce Medicaid funding. The bill proposes significant cut to Medicaid funding. Potentially, yeah, you already read that.
So higher out-of-pocket costs for health care.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it breaks down to.
Oh, my God.
Well, basically, Medicare was pretty bloated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were giving a lot more money to people that shouldn't have been getting it.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
At that point, like, why are we giving it to people that are, you know, fine?
That's exactly where I'm at. Like why are we doing that?
It may affect a few elderly people, which sucks, but.
I wonder how many people are, like, using it when they shouldn't. Like,
too many.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
It has
to be a high number.
Did you see that list that got put together of the age groups of people receiving Social Security benefits?
Yeah, it was like 170.
Dude, there was like three of them that were over the age of 200.
Yeah, that's insane.
Who was getting those?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just unchecked, you know, like no one checked.
No, that was the thing. Nobody fucking checked. Nobody looked into it.
Well, that's just like what Doge was doing. Like, there's fraud literally everywhere.
Well, I think that got disbanded.
Well, yeah, it did.
Doge got disbanded.
I don't think it got...
No, the Doge people are still working.
Yeah.
Elon just...
But Elon's gone. Yeah.
But now he's thinking about sicking Doge on Elon. Did you see that in his tweet?
Yeah. He is thinking about turning his own department against him.
A little bit of a power feud right there.
Yeah, a little bit.
And Elon did piss him off.
Yeah.
Elon did. Dude, he fucking pissed him off.
Like, he was really tight with Jeff Epstein on the island. Damn.
Dude. And then he retracted like 2 days later. He's like, I want to retract everything I've said about Donald Trump.
And then he posted it again after that.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck it. All right. Yeah, no, he
was. He literally was like going through goddamn menopause right there for a second. He was having fucking emotional flashes. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's such a weird dude.
Dude, yeah. He's a weird dude, but I think he's funny. Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Joe Rogan?
Dude,
I must tell you about the newer bots.
Dude, him literally smoking a blunt on Joe Rogan, didn't even inhale the motherfucker.
Yeah, he's probably just trying to look cool.
He literally just...
I think he gave a drug test.
And you could... I remember he looked over and he's just like... Oh, my assistants over there are telling me that was a bad idea. Okay. Because you could probably see it. His like assistants over there on the side or like his producers or whatever are like going like. And then he takes a hit and they're just like.
Yeah. But like.
And they can't even say anything. They just got to stay quiet. They're just like.
But like it bounced back though. And anybody who fucking.
Honestly, I thought he was cooler after he did that.
I don't really think weed should be hated on. Like it's a new millennia. Or it's a new millennia. Like it's a new.
I remember his stock dropped like crazy after that episode.
Oh yeah. But it came
for like a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just silly.
Like it was just, yeah, it was stupid.
A lot of like a certain like percentage of people are going to panic and sell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think we can end there.
I think that's a good place to end it. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching yet again. We're rocking and rolling season 4. God, how did we already get here?
Fucking we're out here doing it.
We're out here doing the thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Scooting and looting.
And fucking flying and crying.
Flying and crying.
You know what I'm saying?
Be sure to check us out on Patreon. Subscribe to our Patreon. We have 2 tiers of subscription to that. Finally can say that right. I've been stumbling on that since day one. Also check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcast. New episodes coming very, very soon. Updating weekly, hopefully. Still working men out here. So subscribe to that Patreon. Because if you want us to bring this show very consistently, then we need to quit our jobs. So go ahead and subscribe. And we got a bunch of exclusive stuff coming on there. We have a lot of stuff planned for that. We have a couple guests coming on here soon.
Yeah.
Because I guess, got the mic situation figured out.
We got our mic figured out.
Yeah. Somehow, some way, we always make it happen.
Fucking doing it.
Scooting and looting. Fucking pretty cool guys. You know what I mean?
Rooting, tooting, and looting.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Thank you, everybody, so much for watching. We'll catch you on the next episode.
See ya.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.